And welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. It is the fourth hour of the broadcast, our 10 o'clock hour, where we focus specifically on an industry. In the month of March, with our home maintenance calendar, it's been windows. We're down to the final windows and doors. We're down to the final aspect of it because we covered window selection, then we covered install, then we covered exterior treatments, interior treatments, now security applications with First Impression Ironwork, talking security screens for windows and doors. I mean, we've been talking about it, windows, but this, I mean, you can fabricate metal to be anything. You could put these on windows as well and have that beautiful decorative look we've been talking about that doesn't scream paranoid homeowner, bad neighborhood, or jail, like Mark says.
That's right.
So we've got a couple things left as we're talking about doors. American-made steel, 14-gauge, pretty much limitless on design, style. What about the weather sealing? Y'all have a specific manufacturer that you use for the weather sealing aspect of it.
Yes, the type of weather sealing that we use is Kulon versus what you see felt or some of the tape features that you see that will disintegrate easily in heat. If you have Kulon, that's the same thing that you're using for a front door. So you're going to get something that's going to last a long time, stand up to the heat, keep bugs out. It has a more strong seal there than you'd get with some thinner tape features that might be out there on the market. And it basically will help with the noise level too. So when you're opening and closing a door, you have this Kulon with foam in it, and it has a more of a padded type approach, and it's thicker to allow it to close softer and keep the elements out of your home.
And you talked about the deterioration aspect. These are metal, obviously steel. Mm-hmm. If we're on a south-facing or west-facing front door where we get a lot of direct sun, I mean, on the north side, you get a couple more years out of it regardless, but you put that on a south-facing and you go with a cheaper product, I mean, that just day one, it starts to break down, and then it comes off on your hands, and you got that black everything. You stain, you're carrying a load through the front door, and it comes off on your clothing as you brush by it. So Kulon is what y'all prefer.
Definitely that's what we prefer. It's just basically a superior way for you to have the seal on your home, and it's the most weather resistant out there as well, because we out here we get the monsoons here or there, the dust blowing into your house. I mean, this will help reduce that with the dust.
One thing that y'all do that I love is inside of each door you fill it.
For the iron entry doors, yes. For the iron entry doors, we have foam filled sealing for the insulation. So insulation with the iron doors, it's very important that you look at for an iron entry door. That's going to be basically replacing your front door. You definitely want to look for something that has insulation in there as well.
And that foam also quiets it. You know, a slamming slamming metal door is very loud.
Correct.
This quiets the operation of that door.
You're right. You're definitely right.
And then the final aspect on it is if we're going with a powder coat option, let's talk through exactly what powder coating is and how that's applied.
Well, powder coating is actually, it's a baked-on finish. So unlike spray-on paint, it gives a very thin coating, very easily scratched. Powder coating is applied, it literally is a powder. It's statically charged to bond to the steel as it's applied. And it goes into an oven and is baked on at 400 degrees. So it's not just a paint. It's an incredibly hard outer shell that completely encompasses the steel. It holds up so much better in the weather. You don't get the scratching or the fading like you do in a standard paint application. Not here in Arizona, as Jen said, it's pretty brutal climate. And particularly, as you talked about, on south or west-facing doors, you know, these take a lot of sun. So powder coating, we found, there really is nothing more durable than a powder coating if it's applied properly. So you want to make sure, you know, we start off with a phosphate pre-wash so the steel is clean, you know, squeaky clean before we ever apply the powder. And that's paramount. Anybody that's ever seen a poor powder coat application will know it kind of peels off if it's not clean beforehand.
And how do you do that wash? Is this like a big tub you dip it in? Is it a spray? Is it hand done with a sponge?
It's a high pressurized spray. So it's kind of fun to watch the guys do this.
Yeah, but think of a car wash.
Yeah, it really is.
It's similar to a car wash. And then as it's washed down in order to dry it off, it's baked. It's first baked, so it's completely dry, and then the powder coat is applied.
And we actually do a bake twice, so you have a dual layer basically of the powder. So our powder coating is typically about twice the thickness of even a standard powder coat application.
And how thick is that?
You know, you're talking about 3/16. It's, you know, it's still fairly thin, but it's this hard baked on finish. So it really is very durable. It's tough stuff. They use this stuff for, you know, high end tools and equipment that they don't want to have to repaint every couple of years. It's the high end car frames, that sort of thing. So it's it really is a durable finish, and it's beautiful.
And you had mentioned twice bake, but I think I heard three times it's heated up. It's washed, it's heated up to dry. Then you'd powder coat it twice, and both those times you bake it after powder coating. So it's been heat treated three times just at your location.
Yeah, steel definitely can handle that too.
I don't know how many times or what degrees it's baked to get all the impurities out of it from the manufacturer, but you know, by the time it comes through that and then y'all's process and to the home, you're working with a impurity-free material here or a product on the endpoint.
It really is. It's baked out at 400 degrees. These ovens are... they're impressive. You know, you could bake a lot of turkeys in those things, but it really has come out to, it's just a beautiful, durable finish. It's going to be there for quite some time.
Would you want to bake a turkey in there after a powder coat?
I would recommend it.
Are you hungry right now?
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. I'm not going over there for Thanksgiving.
We're getting close to that time of the morning where we all start thinking about eating. So once the powder coat's done, and is there a limit to the color options in powder coating, or is it all just that gray base coat that you start with?
All we really do is powder coat. So as we're talking about, you know, the custom colors or the multitude of standard colors we have, powder coating is our standard. That's all we do.
The color is in the powder.
That's correct. And in fact, some of them have a little different finish. You have some that are more textured or, you know, a little hammered look, and that's actually in the powder itself. As it bakes, it creates this finish as well.
Now, some folks like a faux finish.
On top of the powder, yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So before we talk about faux finishing, just the one last thing on a powder coat. The value to this is it's electronically applied. I mean, you have a positive and a negative. This isn't something you could touch up with, you know, paint you buy at the store and dab on there. I mean, talk about how that's electronically adhered and then baked.
Well, the powder is statically charged. It's kind of a neat process to watch because you can literally almost see it pulling stuff in there to attach itself to the steelwork, you know, and we've got some great folks. The nice thing, what we do is everything is done in-house from the fabrication. So, you know, our guys are well-trained, but it's a fun process. With aesthetic charge, it actually bonds it to the steel before it even goes into the oven to bake.
Faux finish after that. What's a finish? Give me a couple examples.
Well, there's a brushing technique that an artisan can do to match up. I've seen it done many ways. What are the names that we have for the faux finishes?
We've got quite a few different finishes, an antique bronze, an English brown. Now, we still powder coat. We do a black powder coat base, and then our artisans hand apply this faux over the top of the powder coating to create kind of a secondary, almost a layered effect, so to speak. So it is hand applied.
And I mentioned earlier when I walked through the showroom at the end and I said, okay, what is this door? And I think Tim said 800. I thought that, I mean, in my mind, I was already ready to invest 1800 is what I thought this would come out as. Give me some price points. I know every home's different. The size of the door is different. You got glass options, but what would be an entry level to then, let's say, your high-end custom home in a $1 million neighborhood? What are my price ranges I'm looking at here?
Well, it really depends, as you say. I mean, size, and we have a thousand different designs to choose from, that sort of thing. But you'd be starting somewhere not much different than you find at a big box store. You know, you're starting right around $900 for an entry-level door. Now, we don't play the nickel and dime game, which is so prevalent these days. When we price something out, we include installation and hardware, your choice of color, even the pretty ones, sales tax. So we don't take a price and then do the nickel and diming thing. And I do get that often where folks come in and say, we saw your door at my neighbor's house. We don't think we can afford you because they've been to the big box store. They're usually stunned to find out that our starting price point is really about what you'd expect to pay at the so-called custom door at a box store.
And your price, as you mentioned, includes final install. Do y'all run into the application where someone thinks, I'm handy enough, I can install it. Will you just sell it to me?
Mm-hmm. We do have that.
Yeah, with a pickup option. You can order even online and have it shipped to your house as well. The pickup option, some people can handle install if they have contracting background. We do recommend, though, having it professionally installed. If you do purchase a door through a company like ours, when you get it professionally installed, you have a lifetime installation warranty. So if for some reason something was to shift and that door starts falling off, at least you have someone to call to get back out there to fix that problem.
A masonry wall, I wouldn't scare me at all. But like you mentioned earlier, on a stucco home that's got 2 inches of foam behind it, that's how do you keep that on there? I wouldn't touch that job.
Well, you know, that's what we do with our framing. So it starts off with a nice, heavy 2x2, 14-gauge steel frame. We go through the face of this with a 6-inch one-way bolt. So we're actually going through that that styrofoam, and we're mounting it to the frame of the house. So these things are solid. And it works for a couple of nice reasons. One is obviously the security of it, but also we do provide a seal plate at the bottom to seal the door up at the bottom with a sweep. With that four-sided fully welded frame, even underneath the door, we can lay that seal right on top of that frame. It plugs the hole there at the bottom. There's no big gap at the bottom of the door like you see so often with security doors. And because this frame is actually mounted to the wall of the framing of the house, you can roll dollies with refrigerators. This thing's going nowhere. It's solid.
We're talking with First Impressions Ironwork, and it's a great way to make your house individualized. You know, a lot of these big subdivisions, it's hard to tell one home from the next. You could match your front door to your side entry gate to your sunscreens, all from the same manufacturer, and give your home a nice individual look for, you know, your personal home of residence. We've got our final segment coming up next, and we'll cover the final details here that we need to know as consumers when we're ready to or have a need for a security door or a gate, what to look for, options that are available, price points, all here at Rosie on the House.